All the talk, all the time. This is TalkZone.com. Internet Talk Radio. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, and thanks so much for listening. I want to take a few minutes out of the show to talk about one thing that I'm really, really advocating this year, and those are the two biggest challenges that I think we're experiencing in the pageant industry. The first one is judges, selection, and orientation, and the second one is scoring. And let me tell you what I think. I think there are a lot of fabulous contestants out there who are spending a lot of time and energy and, you know, really pouring their hearts into being a fabulous elite level contestant who will be an amazing spokesperson and title holder for a pageant system. And I'm a little bit concerned that the contestants are spending a lot of time and energy and money getting ready to be the title holder, but the directors are so caught up in many, many aspects of producing the pageant that they don't really focus on judging, selection, and orientation. I've actually judged at pageants where a couple of the other judges got selected the day before the pageant, or I've judged at pageants where, the other judges were all related to the pageant director and they really didn't have any pageant experience. I think that it's really important for us coaches and contestants within the pageant community to be discussing with pageant directors and production companies the importance of judge selection and orientation. We've got to be selecting the same high quality judges that we're expecting for high quality contestants. If a pageant director wants elite contestants to come to a pageant, they've got to select elite level judges. And before you send in your entry fee, ladies, you have got to ask that director, what is your judging, selection, and orientation philosophy? Go back and ask them, who were the judges last year and the year before that? Was it a diverse set of judges? Did they come from a variety of backgrounds? Were they all related to each other or to the pageant director? Are they all former employees of one of the sponsors? You know, you're putting your hard-earned money on the line there for that entry fee, and then you're making an even bigger commitment with your time and energy and wardrobe monies, et cetera, to compete in that pageant. I think it's perfectly reasonable to ask a director what their judging selection criteria is, how they select their judges, and how they actually orient them. If it's a 5-minute orientation where you hand out the forms and, you know, you just say, oh, we're looking for somebody fabulous, that's not an orientation. That's a paper handout. So I think it's really, really important for us coaches and contestants to really be inquiring before those entry fees are paid. The second thing I want to remind you about that's really important is the scoring systems. Many pageants are not practicing full or partial disclosure. So you're competing in a pageant and you're not getting your scores. I think if we as coaches and contestants come together and really push the pageant directors in the pageant industry, that score disclosure, whether that's full disclosure, which means everybody's scores are posted for everyone to see, or partial disclosure, meaning you, the contestant, receive your scores as well as some indication where you were in the hierarchy of placement. I think it's really, really important that pageant contestants get scores. Remember, this is not a charity event, although there are some pageants that are charity events, and that's a whole separate issue. But if you're paying an entry fee, and sometimes a sizable entry fee, I think you have a right as the customer to expect some type of feedback for how you did and where you placed. And I think it's up to us as coaches and contestants to really advance the issue of pageantry, to encourage directors who want to be leading directors, who want to be as well known as someone like John Vanetta, Jason, and Jennifer on his staff. I think we need to really encourage directors and push them that judging, selection, and orientation is a very, very important issue. I'm going to continue talking about this until we see some movement in the pageant community. And I'm also going to be continuing to talk about disclosure of scores. I think that full disclosure is the best. I'm willing to settle for partial disclosure, but I'm not willing to settle for no disclosure, and neither should you. Well, that's it for this week's show. Next week, I'll be talking with Carissa Cameron, Miss America America 2010 about her life so far as Miss America. And she's also going to be, I'll also be asking her what she learned from her local and preliminary competition and how those lessons that she learned that can help you to become the next Miss America. To get advance notice of all my shows, just sign up for my email newsletter at www.valeriehays.com. And remember to look for me on Facebook and Twitter because I keep posting fabulous ideas during the week. Thanks again for listening and for making Pageant Talk Radio the number one live Pageant Talk Radio show. I'll see you next time, but in the meantime, remember to make today a Pageant Fab Day.
Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet. Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today. Or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.